Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to lesson 23 of Coffee Break Spanish. Como lo sabéis muy bien, yo soy Mark. As you know very well, I'm Mark. And today we're going to be learning how to deal with problems that you may encounter when you're in your hotel. I hope you enjoy the lesson and that you find it useful.
Coffee Break Español! So last week we learned about booking into the hotel. This week we're going to talk about problems that you may encounter while staying in a hotel, from check-in time right through to when you're actually in your room and things that you might find that don't work or that you've not got in your room. We're going to begin with learning the phrase for there is a problem with the room. Let's see how much of this we can work out together. There is, how do you say that? Que?
Ay.
Ay, exactly. Ay, and then the word for a problem, we'll come to that again in a minute. Let's do with the room. What's the word for a room?
Una habitación.
Una habitación. And so the room would be?
La habitación.
Exactly, because it's feminine. La habitación. With the room?
Con la habitación.
Exacto. Ay. Then the word for a problem, con la habitación. Now, let's go back to this word, problem. In Spanish, the word for problem is un problema.
Un problema. Why is un problema a masculine word? Because is it not normal for words ending in A in Spanish to be feminine?
A very good question. Problema is indeed masculine, so you say un problema. And there are a few words in Spanish that fit into this category. Other examples might be un programa or un telegrama, a program or a telegram. And the reason that they're masculine is because these words come from Greek. And in Greek, the ending ama or ema is one of the standard endings associated with masculine words. So that's why we have un problema and un telegrama, un programa.
Okay, that makes sense.
So let's put the whole sentence together. There is a problem with the room. Hay un problema con la habitación.
Hay un problema con la habitación.
Muy bien. Now, if you were in Latin America, then you would say la habitación. Hay un problema con la habitación.
Hay un problema con la habitación.
Okay. Now, what might the problem be? There are lots of possibilities, and we're going to give you several examples, several constructions that will work for various situations. We're going to start with the situation where the room is too, for example, small, too small. La habitación es demasiado pequeña.
La habitación es demasiado pequeña.
Mm-hmm. We've come across all these words before. Demasiado, we had when we were talking about food. Demasiado picante. Demasiado frío. Pequeña means small. So, la habitación es demasiado pequeña.
La habitación es demasiado pequeña.
Muy bien. Or the room might be too noisy. And the word for noisy in Spanish is ruidosa.
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 Sí. There are four syllables in that word. Ru, I, do, sa.
Ru, I, do, sa.
Ruidosa.
Ruidosa.
Muy bien. It means noisy. La habitación es demasiado ruidosa.
La habitación es demasiado ruidosa.
Muy bien. Another possibility is that your room may be too expensive. Es demasiado cara.
Es demasiado cara.
Cara. Cara means expensive. Do you have expensive tastes, Cara?
Of course.
So, la habitación es demasiado cara.
La habitación es demasiado cara.
Muy bien. Now, we've been using es in each of those situations because in each case, the adjective that we're using is a permanent characteristic of that room. So the room is too small. It's not going to get larger all of a sudden. It's too noisy. Okay, the people upstairs may calm down, but generally it will be too noisy a room for you. However, there are other situations where you would use está. For example, if you are saying that the room is dirty. La habitación está sucia.
La habitación está sucia.
Está sucia. Now, sucia in Latin America would be sucia.
Sucia.
Okay, so la habitación está sucia.
La habitación está sucia.
Muy bien. So está is used here because with a quick clean up, the room will be no longer sucia and it will be limpia, the word for clean. Limpia.
Limpia.
Obviously, you wouldn't be complaining that your room está limpia. That would be the perfect situation. Let's go on and think about a few other situations. It may be too hot or too cold in the room. Now, in Spanish, you would use the same phrase as you would use for the weather in this situation. So, you would say, hace demasiado frío en la habitación. So, literally, it does too much cold in the room. Hace demasiado frío en la habitación.
Hace demasiado frío en la habitación.
Mm-hmm. En la habitación hace demasiado frío. Or, hace demasiado frío en la habitación.
Hace demasiado frío en la habitación.
And can you remember how you would say it is warm? It's hot? Cara?
Hace calor.
Hace calor. So how would you say it's too hot?
Hace demasiado calor en la habitación.
Exacto. Hace demasiado calor en la habitación.
Hace demasiado calor en la habitación.
Perfecto. So far we've learned to talk about the fact that the room is too small, too noisy, too dirty and so on. We've also learned about the temperature of the room. En la habitación hace demasiado frío or hace demasiado calor. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Sometimes there may be things that don't work in the room. And in Spanish, the word that you use for this is similar to the English word function. Funciona means function. Funciona.
Funciona.
So to say it doesn't function, you would say no funciona.
No funciona.
No funciona.
No funciona.
So, for example, you may have a shower that doesn't work. The shower doesn't function. La ducha no funciona.
La ducha no funciona.
La ducha no funciona.
La ducha no funciona.
Okay. Or you could have a television that doesn't work. La televisión no funciona.
La televisión no funciona.
La televisión no funciona.
La televisión no funciona.
I should already have said that in Latin America you would say funciona.
Funciona.
So it would be la televisión no funciona.
La televisión no funciona.
Okay, and this is particularly important in this last one. El aire acondicionado.
El aire acondicionado.
That's air conditioning. El aire acondicionado no funciona.
El aire acondicionado no funciona.
Yeah, let's take that word for conditioned. It literally means the air conditioned. So the aire, el aire acondicionado.
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 Muy bien. So, el aire acondicionado no funciona.
El aire acondicionado no funciona.
Or in Latin America, el aire acondicionado no funciona.
El aire acondicionado no funciona. Funciona.
Funciona, yeah. Obviously, you're going to be learning either the Spanish version or the Latin American version. And the real main difference is always with the C sounds, whether it's a TH sound that's used in most parts of Spain or a S sound that's used in many other parts of the Spanish-speaking world, particularly in lots of Latin American countries. So we have descriptions of the room, whether it's too small, too noisy, and so on. We've got the temperature in the room. Hace demasiado frío. Hace demasiado calor. And then things that don't work, la televisión, la ducha. There's also the situation where you're unable to do something. For example, you're unable to open the window, put on the light, and so on. So to say I cannot do something, you say no puedo.
No puedo.
No puedo.
No puedo.
And no puedo is always followed by an infinitive. So, to open is abrir.
Abrir.
No puedo abrir la ventana.
No puedo abrir la ventana.
Sí, no puedo abrir la ventana.
No puedo abrir la ventana.
So, once more, no puedo comes from the verb poder, to be able to. So, no puedo means I am not able to or I cannot, and it's followed by an infinitive. In this case, abrir, meaning to open. So the whole phrase together, no puedo abrir la ventana, means I cannot open the window. Let's move on and look at the word encender.
Encender.
Now, encender means to switch on. If you are particularly interested in Latin American Spanish and not the Spanish of Spain, then whenever you hear a th sound, you should be thinking that must be encender in Latin American Spanish. So if I say encender, you know that the th sound has to be a s sound in Latin American Spanish. So, no puedo encender la luz.
No puedo encender la luz.
La luz, watch your U sound.
Luz.
La luz, muy bien. No puedo encender la luz.
No puedo encender la luz.
Or, in Latin American Spanish, no puedo encender la luz.
No puedo encender la luz.
Exacto. If you can't switch on the television, then you would say, no puedo encender la televisión.
No puedo encender la televisión.
Or in Latin American Spanish, no puedo encender la televisión.
No puedo encender la televisión.
Mm-hmm. And one other possibility would be, no puedo acceder a Internet.
No puedo acceder a Internet.
Acceder.
Acceder.
Acceder, or in Latin American Spanish, acceder.
Acceder.
And it means to access. Acceder Internet, to access the Internet. No puedo acceder Internet.
No puedo acceder Internet.
Or you could say, no puedo acceder Internet para escuchar Coffee Break Spanish.
No puedo acceder Internet para escuchar Coffee Break Spanish.
Exacto. Watch the pronunciation of Internet. Okay, we're used to saying Internet in English, and if you're used to speaking French, you might say something like Internet, or Internet in French. But in Spanish, the I sound always is an E sound. So, acceder Internet.
Acceder Internet.
Exacto. No puedo acceder Internet.
No puedo acceder Internet.
Perfecto. So, if no puedo means I cannot, then puedo means I can. And in this same situation, I means there is. So to say there isn't, you would say?
No hay.
No hay. And sometimes you get to a hotel room and you find that there aren't any towels or there's no toilet paper, for example. So you would use the phrase no hay plus whichever word that you wanted. So for example, no hay toallas.
No hay toallas.
Toallas are towels. No hay toallas.
No hay toallas.
Or again, sticking with the bathroom, no hay jabón.
No hay jabón.
No hay jabón.
No hay jabón.
So there's no soap. Jabón is soap. Toilet paper, toilet tissue. No hay papel higiénico.
No hay papel higiénico.
Literally means hygienic. So, hygienic paper. No hay papel higiénico.
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 Muy bien. No hay papel higiénico.
No hay papel higiénico.
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 Perfecto. No hay papel higiénico. So no hay toallas. There are no towels. No hay jabón. There's no soap. No hay papel higiénico. There's no toilet tissue. Or in the bathroom, no hay agua caliente.
No hay agua caliente.
There's no hot water. I'm sure you worked that one out. No hay agua caliente.
No hay agua caliente.
The one final situation that we're going to cover today is perhaps not a nice situation to encounter in a hotel, but it's something equally that we have to learn so that we can deal with it. And it's a situation where your room smells. And the verb to smell is oler, but the word that we're going to be use that's linked to that is huele.
Huele.
Now, I don't know if everyone knows what Wellington boots are. In the UK, we talk about Wellington boots. For those rubber boots, sometimes they're green, sometimes they're blue.
Sometimes they're spotty, sometimes they're flowery, sometimes they're stripy.
Okay, anyway, these boots that you sort of use for going in the garden or wading on boats or something like that.
Splashing in puddles on a rainy day.
Yeah, okay, I don't splash in puddles. But anyway, Wellington boots, I always think of the word welly. Well, we call them wellies for short. And so I think of smelly Wellington boots to remind me that welly means it smells. Welly.
Welly.
Welly. So you could say, la habitación huele.
La habitación huele.
The room smells. And to be perhaps more clear that it smells of not nice things rather than fresh flowers or something, you could say, la habitación huele mal.
La habitación huele mal.
Or, el baño huele mal.
El baño huele mal.
Or, cara huele mal.
Or, Mark huele mal.
You can say it about people, but it's not quite so nice. So, huele mal means it smells bad.
Huele mal.
Huele mal. I think we should possibly stop there this week before things get even more silly. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted specialty coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's pactcoffee.com. And enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.